Ian is here.
Yes?
Ask that question, Susanna.
What is going on with Snowden? It seems such a mystery.
No, it's not a mystery. You're just bumping into information. You've got somebody who is a nobody who now can undo worlds. So it's not too far out of bounds. But he can't be all that, or Brian Williams wouldn't have him.
Does he have a lot of information that is significant?
Well, sure, but so do we. Information's not the problem. It's what you do with it. You can know everything. You can't already. You do.
Well,
and Brian Williams would not want the authority part of him giving us information threatened and obsolesced by, what's his name? So Snowden can't be that threatening if Brian can tolerate him. Is that what you're saying, Ian?
Basically, because, see, it's one thing to be a whistleblower, but it's another thing to be the whistle.
What you're saying is that because Brian Williams is interviewing him, Snowden really isn't significant.
No, Edward Snowden is trying to draw us to down his importance. He's trying to not be so right.
Snowden is not trying to be so right?
Now, he wants to become Joe, a regular Joe.
It's no fun in the daily grind of your five bodies to be just emphasizing one tight chemical.
Go against the whole damn world for a little while and see how that suits you.
So he's going to play down what he knows.
Well, he's trying to. He's trying just to be a regular, no guy who knows. There's a little bit more going on. The point is that others are going to have the same capacity. He just sort of blasted it through. We stay on Bob like white on rice now already. I mean, back in the day, we were given Pentagon codes and opening gates at nuclear reactors, and it was causing quite a little stir. And it's kind of like, whoa, 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 and Bob and his cookie crumbs at CERN, and no one was quite understanding. Unplugging poor Richard Hawkins' wheelchair, and just ridiculous thing. But Bob, you know, I had to watch him, because you got to keep him just out of the soup. But he very quickly was coming right in that rage of stepping into the soup, so we have to be very mindful of Bob, our Miss Brooks.
See, Snowden, he and I, there was not room for two of us here in Hawaii. One of us had to go, you know?
Well, and the only one worse than that, though, is Dickie Dido Dean. Now, that's the rough one now. You got to watch that one for sure.
Dickie Dido Dean,
he'll wear you out now. He's a sport model, if there ever was one.
Carolyn's saying it's waving me off. I can't comment on that.
Well, how about praise Yeshki.
Carolyn's behind me. Like, she got the leash on me. She's beside me. She's behind me. What is it? Dickie Dido.
Dickie Dido. Dickie Dido Dean.
The female genitalia, the hair around her Dicky Dido, hang down to her knees. Female genitalia.
Ah, okay. What they would tell, if they could talk, is what you're saying, Ian.
Snowden the same as Assange as far as what they're involved with?
No.
What is he saying no to?
If Assange and Snowden are involved with the same.
Julian Assange and Lonnie Snowden's boy.
What did you say, Bert?
Are they involved with the same subject matter? I'll ask that.
Julian.
No, neither is Chelsea Manning.
That individual, as I'm reading, was convicted in July of 2013 of violations of the Espionage Act and other offenses. So you have three different individuals here.
The latest on Chelsea Manning is she may sue the Army if she's not given sex change therapy.
Ian, you mentioned some things about the Bletchley Circle show, and I watched it last night, season two, and yes, Alice Mirren or something was in jail. He was saying stuff I didn't know about, but I see what you're referring to.
He was saying very mean things to non-physical because he acted like we didn't know nothing and we didn't have nothing and we were inappropriate in any way, every way, and ridiculous, and you'll hear it. Someday when he lets the archives out.
I told you to stop telling me what's going on.
It hurt a little bit, but a good thing we don't have any semen.
Come on, Susanna, get this guy back on course. Come on, probe Susanna or somebody.
How can I take my power as a mask slash physician in Rai?
Stop using degrees of separation questions. Okay, but now soften that just a little bit. So now let's go back. Let's compare you, Kiki, to Mr. Snowden. How about that?
Okay.
So you're going to let us drive a little bit? Okay? Now
yeah,
don't get all amorous here now, because you need to simmer down now. You got it?
Only if you're doing the fuel.
We got you. We have your forehead. So let's compare you to Mr. Snowden. Mr. Snowden had information, okay? You're talking to us. You can get information, right? Mr. Snowden put his information in a compiled arena so more information could be wrought. You could do that with us as well. What did he do with his information? Nothing. Just made the powers, the Politburo, look ridiculous. Okay, you could do the exact same thing. Here's the difference. He would be squashed if he raised his head up any further. If you went at this, you would go at it in such a way that you would have been too large a threat.
I figured as such because of how I go about things. That's why I feel like some people are afraid to give me information because they're afraid what I do with it. I'm like reverse Odin. If I would only have the information.
You have no idea how dangerous you really are.
I sometimes wonder why that's why Bach kind of like semi mutes me or semi-isolate me just because he's afraid I'm going to
do
something
that.
Destructive.
Yeah. See, but you can do that all by yourself. You'd be all right.
I just really want to do it for a creative act. Everyone's so paranoid, like, I'm going to do that.
I never thought that. Your stuff is silly. You're not getting this.
it's not silly. You just don't care about biology or genetics or evolution. Everything is just the boring, androgynous, universal language abstraction.
If you're just going to go
like a scientist, Bob, it's annoying. I want to create. I want to be a bioengineer. Get a lab up, make some things, some bio bricks, create the X-Men, and have fun. You know, everybody's living boring.
The X-Men and Wolverines come in and take over. It's all great. It's the end of the world as we know it. We love it.
Should have fun by now, don't you think?
Okay, so there Kiki gets himself muted right away. So everything. but the thing is, you're saying that they would have squashed Snowden if he said a little more.
If he raised his head up any higher, they'd take his head off.
So that means what he was releasing wasn't that nervous.
Well, it was nervous, but he scoofed it away and he made them look ridiculous.
Then did he realize that they would kill him if he kept going? Okay, so Kiki had more dangerous information than Snowden? I don't think so, unless he took what you had. What was dangerous about Kiki Keith?
Daniel Ellsberg.
Yeah, he did that. But what is Kiki, what would he do that would be dangerous?
Well, we don't want to out that.
But you say Kiki would be more reckless. He would not worry about them taking his head off.
Than Daniel Ellsberg, yes.
What about Ellsberg? Are you saying he was dangerous?
Yes.
He would not have the caution that Snowden has.
Yeah, give Kiki the Pentagon Papers, and he also would be the most dangerous man in America.
And then Kiki goes on about Bob is worried that Kiki... Bullshit. Kiki's just a nuisance. So I've unmuted you, Kiki. Now try to control yourself and get some reasonable, sensible information out of Ion.
Get control of your non-physical before you lose control.
Well, the reason why I'm dangerous is because I want to have an intimate knowledge of the chemical body and actually create, as opposed to just looking at it in a microscope. I want to create things.
Ion, it's not a question, but take it as a question. Is he on the right path to claiming, to looking at the chemical body and getting somewhere that Bob and Carolyn aren't?
Bob, we've done this before.
We can do it again.
The answer to the question is, see, I knew Kiki was coming. And he was going to come to me. Here he is. But you better choose carefully, because I'm capable of anything, and everything.
Oh, he's quoting Dark Horse by Katy Perry. Right. Yeah. You listen to this. You put
and
up with
Juicy
this.
And Juicy J.
Juicy J is featured.
Ion, is relationship necessary for ascension, or is it
no.
a descended state?
No, it's not a descended state, but it's not required either. You see, Jesus ascended, okay, and he's coming back to the bride of Christ. There are others that are ascended, but Jesus doesn't need a bride any more than you need a husband. Now, interaction with other human creators is always fun. We're not saying that, of course. But it's not required for ascension, no.
Is isolation a bad thing? Can it sometimes be a good thing or helpful?
It depends on your bias. Do you mean isolated from yourself? Do you mean isolated from your power? Do you mean isolated from this world?
Isolated from other people who it would be difficult to share the kinds of things that you share when you're listening to Bob.
Darling, you're surrounded by village idiots. Get a better class of people and you'll want to be around them. Trade up. Yeah. Join a better country club, honey.
This is Cora. I just wondered if there was anything else I needed to consider in my own, you know, little lumps and bumps here.
Stop using the word need, Cora.
No, if you're making bread, you need bread.
No, but you're saying N-E-E-D.
Stop using the word N-E-E-D?
Yes.
Yeah, there's only K-N-E-D.
It makes you into a less than place when you think you need something. And seriously, Cora, you know, there's this whole retinue of especially women out there who've given up their lives in service to help others, and they think they have
right.
to feel the pain in order to make it real,
right.
and it's all BS. For some reason, the completement formulas are such that you can just take the darn things and by default feel better, not have to take any other action, and just get happy. That's as easy as
okay.
it can be. That's it.
And damn the torpedoes.
Are you doing the drops, Cora?
I'm doing it all, and I get about the get happy part. And so
yeah, but
I was,
did it make you start changing your attitude towards your healing profession, towards what you were doing? Do you think?
Oh, I was there before the drops. I've been there for a few years. I was there a few years. No, I've been working my way out of
don't
that.
They get offend, don't they get offended when you make them lay down?
I don't know, but it sure helps me.
Well, yeah, I'm sure getting that out of your system, better out than in. But you have to put a lot of plastic down, because some of those are bleeders. You got to be careful. Luminol. Now, Luminol, if you're cleaning up, use Luminol. It'll show you where the rest of the residue is, even though you got it cleaned up. Luminol will show it so you can get it up clean. That's a good thing.
Ion, you're just messing with her. You leave her alone.
Thank you, Taylor. Help me.
You know when you
you're
heal
fine.
It off, Cora.
I asked mess with me before. It's okay. I like it. I'm back for more.
I've been messed with the best.
You've been wanting to get out of the healing, or you understood the limitations of it for several years. Did the drops or anything or Ion help you release that a bit?
It certainly supports that stance, yes. I've been out of it for a long time. I've been looking for support for a new way of being, and certainly Ion and the whole Bob scene I find very supportive. I find it difficult to verbalize that to anyone else, but I find it very supportive.
Did you hear earlier with Susanna in Dallas talking to her friend?
I heard a little bit about it, I think.
She actually brought up Ion with a longtime friend who knows her well, but was wondering why she was so happy recently. And she actually started to talk about Ion. So if you haven't heard that, she explains, how do you bring it up? You know, how do you talk about it with friends? So,
oh, yeah. Go from medium to large.
Yeah, so you heard that, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And then there was that long conversation that you had with Melody Rose. Was that on payday, or was that a private talk with you where Melody's a healer.
I had a private talk with her a few days ago.
Yeah, she had a bit of that with Cora.
I don't remember any of it. Melody would have to bring it up.
Okay.
I don't particularly remember what we talked about. She talked, well, she's in the elders, first Native American world, and she's finally realized the limitation of these elders that she's put on the pedestal. And my five-bodied model helped her see that. And
mm-hmm.
so she's getting free of them, but they resent it. So it's
right.
an interesting drama she never thought she'd get from, quote, spiritual people, you know?
What I've gotten from reading things that she's written is that one by one, they're falling away.
Yeah.
And it does end up to be an isolated place, but that doesn't have to be a bad place. Can be a good place, but you have to make new friends. So there's nothing else I need to do, like in the amount of any of the completement things.
A little more relight. A little more relight.
All
and
right.
We don't know who said droppers. You can do droppers, that's fine. If it's convenient, everybody likes them, they provide them and all that kind of rah, 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 rah. But most of you are in this fast path running. Get you a tablespoon. Or some tablespoon, go with it.
Every light?
All of it.
Okay, more of everything.
No. For you, just a little more relight. But by and large, most just get your tablespoon and forget all that drip, drip, drop, drop crap.
Ion doesn't know the difference between a tablespoon and a teaspoon, so go by the teaspoon.
Right.
All right.
Last week, Ion, you slipped in the idea that bias projects or creates perception.
Bias is perception.
And
bias
I found that to
perception.
Be very useful because it does help to reverse the idea that rather than perception is happening to me, that I'm creating perception. Would you say that I'm creating perception with the bias that I hold or that I'm interpreting perception according to my bias?
Your visual bias is overcoming your radical bias.
You lost me on that.
That's what radical means.
Okay, what does radical mean?
Extreme.
Just experientially, I'll say that I've been more carefully uncovering biases that I haven't been paying attention to, that haven't been serving me well, and readjusting them or undoing them to allow for a perception that I prefer. I'm interested in the distinction between knowing and perception and what the relationship is. Is there a relationship between knowing and perception?
It's relative, but yes.
Is Zion equated with the cloud of knowing?
No, it's information.
The cloud of knowing is information?
Yes.
Okay, last week you said the cloud of knowing is not a network.
Not a network.
How is the information associated?
Radically.
Oh, well, that helps.
You're asking rabbit hole questions with degrees of separations, and you want us to answer the questions, we're going to answer your questions. Here's how it works. So we created the cloud because you as God have not engaged it. You have not engaged it. So we made a safe space to put all this information so it could be. So as you radically come into your place of being God, you have an information source. A cash, if that's what you want to call it. It's kind of radically ridiculous to us, too. That's what you want to call it, but everything is there. It is a mode, a meme, as it were. So you, as your ascension proceeds, can be achieved. You basically don't have to know anything, and you don't have to think about anything, because it's a non-thinking sequitur. If all knowing is put somewhere, you can be busy being God, knowing that all things are known. And you accuse us of reading the Wikipedia.
Is there any way to assist this knowing?
Assist knowing? Yes. Embrace knowledge. Embrace knowledge. As you have a question, let it come to you. Let it work itself out. It does. It will. And then all of a sudden you know. It's a gut. Go with your gut. Go to the autonomic response. Use Occam's razor. Allow Occam's razor to apply until you get your sea legs or your God legs under you. The best person on the planet that does this is Dr. Dean. She just intuitively knows. Now, she'll give it room. She'll let it develop. She won't pick the flower before it blooms. She'll allow it to flow. But at the same time, she knows what it's going to look like before she ever puts it in the ground. She knows. And that's the point. If it's you'll become to. But it's a practical magic. The practical magic, just apply it. And go at whatever level where you are and lather, rinse, repeat. If you like it, continue. If you don't, change it, do it a different way. People ask us questions and we say no. We don't mean no eternally, we mean no right now.
For example, you say open your field of your love field. And I'm wondering also the way to do that.
Soften the response. Because see, it's got to work for you. It doesn't matter what we say it is. It's got to work for you. The sleep by and by is wonderful, but we're trying to get you through the dirty here and now for you to come into your place of power. So give us an example of exactly what you're speaking about, and we'll give you an answer of exactly the way to better achieve a knowing.
You always say we will become like a lover who loves.
Yes. You can become a lover who loves.
I want to open this field.
So give a particular example in your life.
For example, I don't want to engage in relationships now. I feel it's not necessary. But I feel I want to love, to open this field. But I don't know exactly what it means.
You mean you want to have physical love without a continuing relationship?
Well, that's something I told us last week, to think more like a man and just have fun. But
right.
Besides that,
you should.
Yeah. What is this field you talk always about?
The engagement of it's a force field. It's that you include that your needs trump everything else. That you so physically give yourself to another human being that you have a heightened sense of expression all the way to orgasm. That refreshing euphoria or bliss, as some describe it, is a very delightful thing to engage. And we don't care how you engage it. We say engage. You don't have to think about it. It's a natural flow. Let it flow. And that's pleasurable. And anything else in your life that brings you to that heightened sense of awareness, Iggy, this is for you. Engage that also. Then you can have what we call cranial intercoursing all the time.
I'm looking at an image of the Ascension painting, and the central figure, it appears to be the objects and characters, characterizations in the surrounding environment or projections. Is it true that he's projecting the world around him or her? Projecting perception, that he has a bias, biases perception, and he's creating perception.
That's on the throne, Maya.
Well, it's not a perception. You're either on the throne or you're not.
You said last week that the cloud of knowing is experiential. Is it necessarily related to the realm of the senses or perception, perceptual experience? Or is it a different category of knowing?
It would be a different category of knowing. Because, see, once you know, you wouldn't ask that question.
The character on the throne in the center of the Ascension painting is holding a book in their right hand. Is that to say that language constructs the world?
It does. The medium is the message.
So is he necessarily holding a Bible, or is it a set of principles of creation that could be found in other books as well?
No, it's the realized and unrealized creations as a God that he had not achieved. Now he has. It's the chronicle of life that's prepared by your stenographer. Because now you're God, you don't have to have those unrealized creations. All can be created. And if you forget, you're still there.
So this is not a visual space type book. It's symbolic for something that you're just described.
Yes, the cloud of glory is moving. Good with the cloud.
You say you created it because we wouldn't engage it. How could we engage it before it had been created?
Because it has been created.
Does Ion have his own sensorium? Do you project perception?
We are perception, so yes.
Perception is a different category of knowing than this cloud of knowing?
It is.
So how are they related?
One's the cloud of glory and one is not.
So perception is the fallen state.
Okay.
You made it sound lesser than to me just then.
I know, but it's not like that.
You know, last week Ion said, when you look in the mirror, you're seeing the past. And I said, well, so I'm in the past with you right now. He says, no, when you're present with non-physical, we can move your past and future and reshuffle them. And then a week from now, you'll realize you just got something that, you know, we said that, whatever. I don't know how to describe it, but I kind of agree with the people who are arguing that there's no such thing as a present moment, because the present can be infinitely divided. So when is now present?
Then. Now is then.
But when we're being, we actually have a future, correct?
That's depending if you have time or not.
Last week I asked you about where self-awareness arises within the brain, and I think you said the frontal lobes.
Yes.
When I looked that up, I think it said that one of the attributes of the frontal lobe is it has to do with short-term memory. And I got to wondering, if I have short-term memory, well, I project my future based on my memory. So if I have from short-term
memory... No. Hold on. Slow down. You don't base it on your short-term memory. You use your short-term memory to gauge where you are in proximity of that memory. That's where deja vu falls and beguiles you from time to time, because you're outside of it. If you're going that far, then you're going to fall off the cliff. Okay, but if you stop right there and back up just a little bit, then what happens is you kind of go, oh, wait a second, I have biases. I choose one thing over another thing. Now, depending on where you are, see, hell, if you're in hell, then sometimes the soothing spritz of water is just the ticket. But if you're drowning in an ocean, a spritz in the face of water is the last thing you're looking for. So it's all based on the bias. And you gauge that drether, I'd rather have this than that, based on where you are, on your short-term memory, basal bias.
Can you give me some examples of the distinction between radical bias and visual bias?
Inhale, wanting a spritz of water. Drowning in the ocean, not wanting a spritz of water in your face.
Is radical bias.
That's correct.
So then whether or not I like what I'm experiencing may have to do with a visual bias.
It always does, and that's what your short-term memory confirms. And then sometimes you get there and you don't remember, so you do it again. It's like your history. You say if you don't know your history, you're doomed to repeat it. That's just because you forgot what the history was.
So thank you for that.
You're welcome, because it's actually a good point. You're trying to fit your eternity into segments. It's not in segments. It's one eternity. You're trying to parse eons into lifetimes. You just can't do it.
There was a question from Suzanne, I think, or Stephanie, about language in the ascended state. I found very interested to talk about how the communication between gods. Do they use language?
They can. They don't have to, but they can. God speak to each other is a point of creation. Mostly God speaks to the angels, and they use the language of the angels, especially when they're around little men who don't need to know what they are saying.
The question I had was about language, because Scott mentioned the book and asked about language in the ascended state.
Yes.
And you were answering, he asked something about his language, something in the ascended state. So obviously language is, you answered affirmatively, but I can't remember the question exactly.
I see that, honey. All of eternity we've been answering questions. Now what's the question? That's exactly right. And there's another example of the short-term memory. You got the answer, but your short-term memory doesn't allow you to engage the bias. Beautiful. There's the most perfect example ever. The tactile position that you're trying to engage is based only on what your short-term memory allows you to embrace.
The short-term memory, is it conditioned? Is it arise from conditioned experience?
No. the labyrinth of the mind, the conduit that allows information to flow, it's just where the short-term is stored. The rear quadrant is where the long-term memory is held.
The double bind is this isn't a thinking man's game. So is this conversation we're having of any use, or is it just simply a matter of, well, you take the drops and the brain works itself out and eventually things work out, and why are we even talking about it? Because talking about it is kind of thinking about it.
No, it isn't. Talking is how you create it. It's how you gauge those biases. You don't know if you're up to your down. If nobody says up to you, how do you know if you're up or not? And then, okay, look here, you're up. Well, you need to prove that for yourself. You need to find that upness for yourself. See, in the land that is fairer than day, by faith you can see it afar, are the ramparts in which you travail. That's how you find that you're paradise. And it might be a pair of loaded dice. It may not work out, but until you reach that bias, you'd never know that. Then it's just
but
words.
You tend to go on, Ion. There's many things we could have asked in the last 30 seconds about what your health, what the, where's that quote from?
Well,
you're
quote.
Going on, and you expect us to follow. But most of us just give up halfway through and let you go on and then finish, and then, well, we'll go back and listen to it again. You're going
good.
On to, you're
then,
using too many words,
then,
too.
Well, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
No, it's fine.
So you
that
can go back and, so when it's not adequate, it wasn't, so far it's just been Wikipedia-ish, according to your minions.
Yes.
And we think that's fun, too. We're trying to get you into a place where this eloquence can be a part of not a radical position. And we're going to go on a little bit more. Here's how we're going to go on.
No, that's a good point right there. Good, right there. In not a radical position. You're telling people always to be easy. All schools made it a radical position. They over-exaggerate the effort. You don't do that.
You are exactly correct. And your short-term memory applauds it, and your long-term memory can embrace it. Slack
okay.
can
are
be
you
your
saying thing. That being in the short-term memory is being in the labyrinth of your mind?
Yes. All memory is the labyrinth of your mind, long and short.
I didn't understand what you were trying to say about short-term memory.
We're trying to say that short-term memory is what you use to gauge biases of your now.
What's long-term memory in relation to that do?
Why you were cold at this position. Every wintertime I come to the river and I'm cold. I better take a sweater because last time I almost froze here last year.
That's less conceptual. That's less involved with concepts, right?
Well, freezing to death is certainly a construct that you won't soon forget if you've engaged it. Hypothermia.
So you haven't said what the difference is between long and short. We tried to, but we didn't get an understanding because you just said, oh, yeah, if we you got cold to the river once a year, that's a concept. That's mine.
That's long-term, not short-term memory. That's long-term memory.
You remember after a year.
Right. Well,
a few minutes.
If you get, yeah, yes, you will, because you're going to, oh my gosh, yes, I'm going. I went to that ball game, and it's always in December, and I almost froze. So I'm going to be sure and take an extra piece of fur cloth to wrap around me.
And that's a concept, and that's a limitation.
Yes. It's an experience.
It doesn't have to be a limitation. Now, it can limit it, because if it's a 75-degree day, it may not hold, but it could be the case. You see, that's your bias.
Now, in an offended state, Ion, if I didn't have that experience, I'd still know it.
But you would know it before it occurred, correct?
Right.
You would create it.
You would create it, and then if you didn't like it, you would recreate it. That's what Dr. Dean does all the time. It's always a constant reset. She's judged by what the world says she's supposed to be, but not so much. Because what she does is she turns right back around and says, wait a second, guys, you're overstating the obvious. The obvious is you're less than. You're not ascending. Your cells are less than, and that's why you're finding issues, problems. If your cells are changing, then you won't have to talk about that anymore. They don't have polio doctors anymore because they got rid of polio. Doctors don't go to school to become polio specialists because they don't have polio, per se, anymore. There are some rare occasions, occurrences, where it does show up, but you don't have polio specialists any longer.
Well, that's what's happening, death by modern medicine. That's what's happening. And she's the leading edge of the cusp of reality that's allowing humans to say, wait a second, I can just do this, isn't it? My body do it itself. That's what the doctor should be doing, helping you get yourself back to you. If your doctor's doing that for you, then that's fabulous. But then you're really not being doctored, are you?
Ion, do you have a bias?
Always.
Do? You function from bias. Can you tell me
yes,
the bias that you have?
Yes, we are furious that you're not offended.
Is that a choice that you make, or you just that's the way it is?
We have to use some gauge to give you the example so you can choose to ascend or not.
So you have a dog in this fight.
We didn't, but now we do.
Because you started to create.
You wouldn't, so we did.
Yeah.
Ion, please define ascension.
Going back to God when your cells are back as they were. As a God, you are no longer mortal. You are no longer human. You are God.
Not physical, but ionic,
oh, no.
So to speak?
No. You are physical God. Yeah. 100% man and 100% God.
Is the Pope God?
No.
Has there been a Pope that was a God?
No. There's been two cardinals, but no Pope.
Can you name when those cardinals lived, Ion?
They're still alive, Bob.
And when did they start being cardinals?
1630.
I knew them, didn't I?
You did.
I was big in the Vatican in that period. It was a big deal.
Ion, in another previous now, Bob played the clip where you took JW outside to see the UFO. Tell us,
yeah.
Was that UFO from our world or from another world?
It was a future experience of this world. In your future, you find out there is no time. When you realize that there is no time, then your biases leave, and then you can be in any presence that you desire. Just like you can be in someone's presence or not be in their presence, you can RSVP and then choose to attend or not. That's the same way with time. And once you figure that out, you'll know that you can go into what you call the past, but they call their big now. You're getting there. Revelation was very clear. There'll soon come a time on earth when time shall be no more. Well, when there's no time, then you're not judged by it. You can go back and forth, and then you go keep changing your history, and you write it and rewrite it, and up in it, down in it. And it's basically a great big lie because you just keep making it up. You went to MSU. You made shit up.
Was the UFO, quote, manned by man as we know him today, or was it like a gray
manifestation? Oh, no. No, they ain't no booty. The Bootyans and the Lemurians and, oh, gosh, Bob's got hours and hours and hours on all that ridiculousness. No, it's you. It's just like you. You're actually just perfect you, more godlike. More like Saint Germain.
The methodology or the correct way to make shit up.
Don't. Yes, the correct methodology is don't. Create it. Don't make it up. Create it. There's a difference. You don't have to substantiate. The sun is shining or not. You created the sun. And it's shining whether you say it is or isn't. So, no problem.
What were you trying to say, Sarah?
The dove that returned after the two blackbirds are sent out.
Yes.
Can I draw a conclusion between the two cardinals?
You can. Okay. Looking for an olive branch. Yes.
Right.
You mean the cardinals in the Vatican or two birds?
Yeah,
there's
well,
no
a
difference.
Cardinal is a red bird. If you have a visual bias, you would see black as red.
Yes.
And the
that's
promise
right.
of the rainbow yeah. is the washing away of the visual bias by returning.
What are you trying to...
The separation of colors when you have a spectrometer and you can parse light. That's what a rainbow is. That tells you that there is no time. That's how you prove there is no time. Because if there were time, you couldn't segregate factions of light within light. History wouldn't allow you to do it. You couldn't.
Does anybody know that?
Look on Wikipedia, Bob.
That's pretty easy.
You don't question whether you know that. You just go grateful for that.
Whatever you were talking about, Sarah, what was the point you were trying to make about it?
I was tying in everything from all day. Just the Cardinals going to efforts of the Cardinals. And then I was thinking the visual bias of red or the after effect. You can use the flash to create black. And black absorbs all colors, so it returned renewed would be white, which is residual. I don't know.
A lot of words there, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
Residual, the white. What's a visual bias, Sarah? What is a
visual
bias? Visual
bias, there's actual optical illusions that happen within everyone's processing of what they, quote-unquote, see with their eyeball.
Is that a problem?
I don't think so, but if you try to parallel process and factor in those visual biases rather than just allowing them, you're taking up, I'm taking up several slots of my prefrontal cortex.
Well, when McLuhan talked about the visual bias, he wasn't talking about perceptual and optics of the eyes or perceptual distortions in the visual cortex. He was talking about that through reading the book, which you used your eye to do, you created a new space inside your head, your mind.
Not so much you, the collectivity, the society using the print creates a meme that is visually biased, not the individual.
But my point is that the visual space doesn't really have anything to do with optics.
Right, it doesn't.
Ion, can you draw our attention to perception of black and white?
There is none.
Okay, is black all the colors?
Yes.
Is white all the colors?
Yes, from visual light to pigmentation.
Can we go back into disproving time with the separation of light?
In the rainbow.
Okay. What is the method of disproving time through separating light?
First of all, you find light. You take a piece of crystal.
A prism.
Yes. And what you do with the prism is you direct white light through the prism. Once it goes through the prism, now it becomes history, doesn't it? Because once it goes through the prism, doesn't that mean it had to start from the prism and then come through the prism, so now that it's past tense?
That indicates time.
That's what we're saying, that it is past time. So if you can divide light and it become natural now, those colored lights from a past tense position, you can nullify time itself. Because now you can take that same light and run it back to the prism and go back and make it white light again. If you can separate the colors, you can put it back. If you can put it back, now you're moving forward and backward as though it was timeless. But you see it as a bias as then I've taken a whole light and converted it into parts of light, segments. The segmentation is what you're discussing as the expression of time. So use that expression of time, just as you rightly said it, and run it backwards. Reverse the process. But you can take all the colors of the rainbow, put them in a bucket back together, and guess what? It makes white light.
I've seen an experiment where the light goes through the prism. It's refracted into its colors. I think there's seven basic ones or something. Another prism close by receives that refracted light broken into the color spectrum and refocuses it back into a beam of white light.
So now you're past, present, and future as though it was not. So now you have just obfuscated time.
And after you get that, then you're in the now always.
Or a version of the now. Because see, if that didn't screw with your mind, the next little part will. You'll be able then to, inside the beam of light, become those fragmented parts. So you can go to your future, try it out, put on that color, if you will, bring it back through the spectrum, come back, allow it to go back through the spectrum again, change the shade, so that now when you show up in what you call your future again, it's all different. And that's done instantaneously, faster than a cork. So now, once you finally figured that part out, you can say, hey, 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 I don't have to do, be, or have anything I don't want to be, do, or have.
Yeah, you just edit and create what you want then.
Instead of instead, set it as you like it.
Set it. Okay.
What's your name?
This is Kevin.
Could you feed back what you just learned?
So my life is the white light, and I send it through a prism, and then I can sparse myself into seven basic colors.
You can parse yourself.
Parse myself into seven different colors, per se, or however many. And if I don't like one of the colors, I can go backwards to the white light and then go through the prism again and come out, instead of red, be blue. And all of this is instantaneous. So instead of colors, you could apply it to occurrences or objects or things that happen in your life. Then you create whatever you want.
Back in 2007, what you call your time, we launched another prism, and that's been very handy as well.
The CIA prism Snowden stuff?
Yeah.
Speaking of stuff,
mass electronic surveillance data mining program.
Is that how you got all the data for the cloud?
No, you gave that for free. The problem with the houses of ill repute these days, it's the high school girls are giving it away for free.
And your application for that knowing?
Well, no, that's what biases are gauged from, that knowing. The thing of it is, you guys are trying to figure it out. And Bob got it. Don't figure it out. Just do it. That's what Nike said. Nike wasn't non-physical, but they knew it. Just do it. Just do it.
My issue is...
The issue is you have an issue. You shouldn't have the issue.
So I am light.
Well, we wish you were salt and light.
Are we not salt and light?
We hope you are.
You just said you wished we were salt and light.
You said you were light, and we said, and salt. And then they said, we wish you were salt and light.
Isn't salt a polygon? When it crystallizes into a polygon of some kind?
Ask Dr. Dean.
I don't remember if salt's a cube or it's a hexagon or what it is, but it's going to, light would pass with the fluid.
It's perfectly cubed. It's perfectly cubed, always.
Ion, my situation is that I had an MRI done this last week.
Good.
So far, everything was, you know, from 2 years ago, clear, no problem. And I was just thinking, gosh, you know, this time should be great. And I was looking for just a hoo-hoo, no problem, don't worry about it for a year or something. And this time there was a, well, we looked at it with five doctors and there's some little area that is full and we want you to go talk to your neurosurgeon. And I guess I've created a little more contrast for myself here.
You're trying to see if you're good or not. It's all right. Go with it.
Right.
Actually, what you might be seeing is just the shift of you. Could it not be that?
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Do they do any tests? And you can let them saw you up with a double barrel butcher knife. We don't mind. As long as they use a nice, sturdy cat gut to sew you up, then that's fine.
I just don't want to do that again. I've already done that. It's like I've already been sewed up.
We know.
And
So
this time... I would just like to know, like, is there anything I can do?
Hold on, Tony. This is a great question.
Okay.
Don't ask it. So don't ask it. Here's what you do. Please enlighten yourself. Please enlighten yourself. Before you had this MRI, everything was rosy, right?
Yes.
And you were enjoying it. And then you were questioning how rosy could be. And you found yourself pondering, well, you know, I need to be checked. You know, I'm supposed to do this. You know, I went through this before, and, you know, early detection is the key, and drink milk every day, and spice of life, and typical new is Tyler 2, and you're supposed to do these things. Okay, so you did start the contract, and that's okay, because it's not a problem. It allows you to be God. They said you weren't going to live this long, honey, and you've done pretty good, so hells bells, who cares? Get right. Allow it to flow. Then what happens is you can allow autonomically your body to make any reparation that may or may not be. Now, in the blood draw, anything noticed that's odd?
There was no blood draw. It was just on the MRI.
Okay.
There was a...
We're trying to tell you, we're asking you in the past tense that when you have your blood drawn, if you notice anything in your past future. See, we're asking as though it was going to happen, because past blue perfect in the gland that your grandchildren knew. When they do, now that you know in advance, pay attention and notice that it'd be a little different. That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
I guess I'm just being in the situation where I'm going to be Googled at by doctors.
Isn't it fun?
Well,
yeah, they get all, they'll be poking at you and everything. It's great. There's other ways to get attention. I guess if you go to the right party, you can get the doctors to actually lick on you, too, but you'd really have to like that first, though.
I've been on the drops for the 6 months that I didn't have an MRI when I was considering to do it, and then I was on the drops, and I just felt like, well, things must be going so great, you know.
You are fine, but look at the difference in your energy level from where you were and where you are now. You famously do things that you could not do before.
Right, I'm just now starting to feel good, and it's like, it feels like I almost have to defend my position.
No, you don't. You have to radically embrace it. You're becoming so much God that you now have to prove you're God. That's the point of being God. You have to validate it. You didn't have to, but now you do. And that's okay, because you can.
I guess there's some reason why I have to go back to this neurosurgeon again on some level.
Please yourself.
I kind of feel like I would like to just get things straightened up on the medical front on some level.
That can't be done by them.
The issue was that the film showed something that people just didn't understand, and I'm wondering if it's because maybe nobody's ever seen a head that was cut open, the skull.
Carolyn would say, Carolyn's going to say it, she would say, they're going to find something if you keep going back there.
I realize that, but I think this one was just what they considered a fullness, so it would be nice just to say to...
Jessica? When you look at the total biology of something like that, what brain scans show as someone is going through a resolution of the conflict that dropped in the brain to resolve the conflict, that there will be a swelling, might even be little headaches or little pressure in the brain as that area is healing up. If you want to talk to any doctor, then go to my buddy David Holt, H-O-L-T.
Okay.
He's the medical doctor that does telephone consultations on total biology. He's at turnpointhealth.com. Over the phone, he'll find out the cycles that you go through that may create this, or discuss with you what happens in the resolution of a problem. Also, he does Tong Ren, T-O-N-G-R-E-N, over the phone for people who want to work on the physical. So if you want to speak to a doctor, you can speak to someone who will actually help you.
I just would love for somebody to look at the films that could actually say, oh, that's nothing, that's just a little swelling or, you know, a cyst or whatever.
Go
to Dr.
Google
Holt.
And look up what that would look like and then compare it to your own printout. Do you have a copy of your printout?
I have ordered the films and I have to still pick them up.
Prioritize. Get that so you can have it visually look at. And then do
right,
it
I can look at them. Mm-hmm.
Right. Absolutely.
How would I look
Shad
at it
that
myself?
Anyway.
Get the digital version, digital, and get them digital.
I think I should be able to look at it online. I think they give me a disc or something.
And then you can do Tong Ren on it. Tong Ren is you take a little doll of yourself. There's one friend of mine, she's pointing a laser at the breast point of her doll and getting the laser to treat the doll in correspondence to treating her breath. So it's really cool what you can do. So with the images of your brain, you could tap on your brain and be healing your MRI so that the next MRI they do is healed.
Right, well,
now do you see why we have such a problem with the healing? Now you're supposed to take a voodoo doll and have a cat now at it to get your body into a place so that your physicalness can be a god. How wonderful. And y'all say we sound ridiculous. Do you hear what's actually being said here? That someone answers a proponent that is? That's why we don't like the healing, darling. If you got to be healed, then go on and die. Just go on and die. Get it over with. You got to be healed.
Well, I was just
don't
feeling like that. I think the heal, like, I feel like I have been healed in the sense of, like, being laid out flat until just about now.
Yeah. And that's what it means. And so good. Now you're over that part. So now start living.
Take the knowledge that you've gathered, because you've obviously gathered enough knowledge to have wisdom about how internal medicine would work in you. And then take the knowledge and heal yourself. So take the knowledge, get the visual bias printout, and then correlate the dialogue in your head to what the doctors would tell you. Heal yourself if you need to be healed.
Right. Well, I'm definitely not sensing that I like whatever the doctor says goes at this point, because I've done that.
Now the cloud has been in a position where you don't have to wonder. No matter how they spell the drugs with 27 Latin consonants and no vowels that no one in their life, mind, even including them, can pronounce, now you can find out what everything is. You don't have to have that. It's all in the cloud now. You don't have to pine and wonder and wait till some double-barrel butcher knife-wielding surgeon says, darling, I think it might be better if we just go and take that out. Well, you know, not so much no more. Or the better one is they come in and say, I've got a house payment due. Somebody needs to have surgery.
Hey, Jessica, can you come up with some better questions than talking about your stupid self?
It's the most interesting topic you know. So good.
It is. Right now, it certainly is.
It's the only topic that would be more important than that would be talking about Bob. That's even more important.
Either talk about me or talk about something that is difficult to bring up.
Is she creating a disease with attention, doubting?
Yeah, and that's what total biology says over and over and over, that people in the midst of getting over a tumor or cancer or whatever, when the doctors say, oh, well, I don't know, there could be one cancer cell that got away, and then boom, you're in a new conflict, you've created new disease of worry. That's what metastasis is, when they say, oh, the cancer's spreading. It's caused by doctors putting doubt in a person's labyrinth. They're killing people.
Ask us what we think of cancer cells.
They love them.
They're perfect.
Ryan loves them.
Put them in your martinis.
Hell yeah, with some, make them dirty. Dude, make them dirty. Talk dirty to me. A little brine from some olive juice. Yeah, there you go. Now, the reason we like them so much is because we love it, because little men don't know what to do with them, because they're the perfect cell. You can't kill them. We think they're fabulous.
You got to get a better relationship with your cancer cells there, Jessica.
The cancer is not the issue. It's just some kind of fullness that they're seeing that they don't understand.
Yeah, they don't know what it is. They're just making shit up, man.
Yeah. Well, I figure if I'm on the RNA drops long enough, then the titanium plate in my head should dissolve, right? So things are happening
real pain when that happens. You'll be fucked up.
My intention was this was going to be my last MRI, so I just wanted to do the last hurrah.
You're done. You're done, right?
Good.
Yeah, I guess
frame it, put it up.
Keep saying 10 times a day, I am a god, my body is disease-free.
We say, my body has lack of ease. That's a disease. So my body has ease.
My body has ease.
So you're not without it. You're not without disease. You are with ease. In the Army, they said, at ease, soldier. So get at ease.
Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Can that be taken literally? as well as fundamentally.
Yep. And then also, too, you got to remember that the old gray mare, she ain't what she used to be. She shat on the single tree right there in front of me.
See? Gray ladies coming around the bend. All bets are back on.
Hey, this was your last MRI. I tell you, you will get a call in the next 6 months from them saying, oh, my God, we just looked at your file again, and, oh, there's a big thing there we didn't notice. You're going to have to be able to ignore that statement.
I extricated myself from having any doctor. I request if I want an MRI. Like, nobody's watching over me is one of the things that I have had enough intelligence at this point in my life to be able to say, you know what, I'm not going to have anybody telling me what I need to do, but I sort of felt like I was doing my own physician work here, you know, like, well, I'll get one more, put everybody else's minds to rest in a certain sense, and mine, too, what the heck, you know, let's look at my brain.
It's fun, but it's fine, honey, we like it. Your labyrinth is now becoming easy. Because what's happening is register levels in your body, your ups, they aren't so up. Your downs aren't so down. It's more fluid, more melodic. So everything's all right. You're doing just fine.
Hey, shall I read you your last email? Shall I read your last email, John?
Yeah, go ahead, yeah.
Hi, Bob. Thanks so much for reading my letter. I knew bringing in Faraday and Maxwell would be trouble, but I was surprised at Ion's total derision of their work. It seems that no matter how smart little man is, any form of thinking will produce little man's misrepresentations, according to Ion. Extreme, perhaps, but Ion does have partial support. In the book titled Catching the Light by Arthur Zajon, he writes about human ideas concerning light. It says, the history of light is, in large part, a history of idolatry. One image of light after another has been offered in place of light. End of quote. Then John says, it seems that Ion considers science as idolatry. Recall when Ion began quoting from the Egyptian Book of the Dead in response to a question I had about light. The quotes were from the legend of Ra and Isis. Isis wanted to know Ra's true name. Here's a paraphrase quote. This is a quote from Ion or the book?
From what I recall Ion saying, and then I found that online somewhere.
Isis noted that Ra had become old and feeble, and that as he went about, he dribbled at the mouth, and that his saliva fell upon the ground. Watching her opportunity, she caught some of the saliva, and mixing it with dust, she molded it into the form of a large serpent with poison fangs, and having uttered her spells over it, she left the serpent lying on the path by which Ra traveled day by day as he went about inspecting Egypt so that it might strike at him as he passed along. Now, that's not quoting Ion. That's just quoting...
Partly quoting Ion, because that's what I recall.
He brought up that story?
That's what I recall, yes.
So then you say, as you likely know, and no, I don't likely know, but as you likely know, you say to me, Isis took possession of Ra's name, and Eye of Horus came out of Ra and was constellated as the sun. The question arises, what is Ion's point here? The story includes the power of the name or word, the serpent's role in a separation. You mean separation like Ion talked about it? Serpent's role in a separation? And a woman creating a fall. Sounds like Genesis, but the sequence and meaning are quite different. Paraphrasing Arthur Zajonc, ancient Egyptians experienced the sun's light as Ra's seeing. It seems that Ion's mission is to retrieve ancient cultures as part of an anti-environment to scientific conceptualization. No, Ion's not retrieving anything. He's getting you back home, but that's not culture. He's not retrieving culture. In spite of there being a fall, the power of light was still the power of God. This idea remained in the mix until Galileo, who was the first to propose a completely mundane conception of light. I think that is why Ion mentions Galileo periodically.
King of night vision.
I was surprised, says John, that McLuhan wasn't discussed when Bill came on. McLuhan's realization of hidden ground supports Ion's refutation of science. Ion's stated criticism of science is that science is always about the not, as you noted. For example, two postulates of relativity are, one, you can't tell if you are at rest or moving at a steady rate. Two, you can't go faster than the speed of light. These two pillars of relativity don't say anything about what you can do. I think the can't do forms a hidden environment that swallows any believer whole. I think a discussion along the lines of science as a hidden ground would have been more fruitful. Also, Bill's example of probability is obsolete. Bill said something like, a prediction wins points if it turns out to be validated by positive results. The fact is that nothing new is discovered in such a circular argument. It is when a prediction fails that the potential for new information presents itself. In other words, new information is inverse to convention and predictability. I think Ian might have been trying to say as much, but Ian wasn't getting very far with repeated sayings. Ion's argument is actually a critique of Karl Popper, the guy who talks about everything has to be falsifiable if it's going to be discussed seriously. The concern with falsifiability gained attention by way of the philosopher of science called Popper's scientific epistemology called falsificationism. Popper stresses the problem of demarcation, distinguishing the scientific from the unscientific, and makes falsifiability the demarcation criterion, such that what is unfalsifiable is classified as unscientific, and the practice of declaring an unfalsifiable theory to be scientifically true is pseudoscience. This is often epitomized in Wolfgang Pauli's famous saying of an argument that fails to be scientific because it cannot be falsified by experiment, quote, it is not only not right, it is not even wrong. My 2 cents worth, says John. Would you like to comment on that, Ion?
No, but Horace was pretty interesting.
It was Horace's eye. Is that what you mean, Ion?
No, it was Isis's boy. It was the formula for repelling poison on the first occurrence. When men became knowledgeable of its nature and when God was powerful in it, though whom they came to be, words spoken by Circuit, formula of the divine God who came into being of himself, maker of heaven and earth, of water, of bread, of life, of gods and humans, flocks and herds, serpent and birds, fish. The kingship of humans and gods was a single thing for an extent of years. Of numerous names, this name and that name unknown.
What are you reading from, Ion?
Nothing. It's the story about Ron Horace.
Nothing? Reading from nothing?
Nothing.
I was going to say it's Egyptian.
It is. Yes, but now, don't mind us.
You talked about Ra Ion in response to, I'm recalling now, a question about light. And it was in a scientific vein, and you began quoting or reciting that Egyptian story of Ra.
Half of a rhombic dodecahedron will give you the angle that allows you to parse light into a non-sequestering position of timelessness. We can't even say it. We're not sure why you want to do it.
After Ether.
Are you talking about a lens?
No, we weren't talking.
Half the rhombic dodecahedron, is that like a lens?
No.
Is it?
It's half of a rhombic dodecahedron.
A visual stance one could imagine in both.
Ah, okay. But now Isis is a wise woman, more rebellious in her heart than a million men, more choice than millions of gods, more to reckon than millions of spirits. She was ignorant. And nothing in heaven and earth like Ra, maker of what is under the earth, the goddess she decided in her heart to know the name of the noble god. Now Ra went in every day in front of the crew, established on the double throne of the double horizon.
I was speaking about the construct.
And deities, don't you want to know?
Yes, I would like to know.
See, he got that slang. This one don't even talk to good English, and he gets it. That's good.
Ion asked,
do we want to know more? And Joseph said, yes, I want to know more. And so do I.
The noble god arose outside the gods of the palace, life, prosperity, health, following him. And he wandered as every day. It bit as a noble snake. Living fire had come from him himself and raged through him in the forest. The great God opened his mouth. The cry of his presence, life, prosperity, health, reaching heaven. He is in need, said, what is it? What is it? His God said, what? What? He could not find his mouth to answer about it. His lips shaking, all his limbs trembling. The poison had taken hold of him completely, like the Nile flood sweeping all before it.
What are you quoting, Ion?
Nothing.
I read the synopsis of it. What Ion's doing is filling it out with specific. Yeah, and also
I
noticed...
What is he quoting, John? What is he quoting?
What is it you read?
He's quoting Narsicharus.
The Egyptian Book of the Dead? Is that the Egyptian
Book
of the Dead?
Well, the quote that you read out, Bob, was
no,
what I read.
What is Ion just saying, John? Do you know?
Yes.
Well, what is it?
Well, he's describing what Ra went through
what
when he was
bitten. What is he
quoting
from, John? Are you a schizoid?
No. I've not read what Ion is reciting. I just know it relates to Isis and Ra. And he described...
Do you think it's the Egyptian Book of the Dead?
Yeah, and he described Isis' passion, what she wanted. Like, to me, that was just fucking amazing.
What was amazing about it?
The visceral quality of the prose. It helped you imagine what her desire was like.
Oh, you're saying Ion read it well.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know where it's from.
Ion, someone likes you, for fuck's sake. Incredible. Some Ionette is actually excited about your performance, Ion. Anyways, Bert's here. Bert can tell us. Bert won't get this.
Hey, Bert. Hey, Bert. I want some Bert. Bert. I came for Bert.
Who wants some Bert?
Come on, Bert. Just give it a little squirt.
All right. Hey, Ion, you mentioned that the rocks are changing.
They have already now. That was
old already. Would you tell me what I'm seeing in the rocks?
No, we won't tell you that.
Because it's already been done?
It's already done. That's old school. Come on, give it the real deal.
I wasn't in school that day. I didn't know. I mean, you know, I never heard your answer.
Yeah, sorry for your look. When we don't go at it the way you're pushing it, cease pushing it. Go back. Go at a more fundamental level. Take it down a notch and go at it a different way. If you want to know about rocks, we'll tell you more about rocks than you ever dreamed you'd ever want to know. But not from this position, darling.
Okay. Silicone dioxide.
Yes.
You mentioned that oxygen is going away due to H-197.
It's not going away. It's changing and becoming less.
In silicon dioxide, which is an element in the rocks, can you outline the change in silicon dioxide? You're saying that that means that the O2 element, is it going to become just O or like O, what is it, O-98?
Well, you can't believe us. You'll probably have to contact the patent office. They'll probably help you with that probably better than we. But if you were really going to look it up and go in the know, you'd probably go all the way to Ezekiel 37. This is in that Bible. It's not original to us. We wrote it, but it's not original to us. Okay, there are other co-authors. We have ghostwriters for the Bible, so we can't take full credit for it. And we're sure it's already been trademarked and copywritten by now. So by Ezekiel 37, 1 through 14, that answers your question.
So that goes to my next question regarding bones. The oxygen elements in our bones are changing then.
Yes, certainly.
That's also referenced then in Ezekiel 37.
1 through 14, yes.
So
specifically verse 4.
What about Ezekiel 23:20?
We like that. Great. Read.
Do you, There she left lusted after her lovers, whose genitals were like those of donkeys and whose emission was like that of horses.
Hey, brown chicken, brown cow. There you go. Now, if that don't get you on fire, your woods wet, Bob. That'll get you standing right up. It'll make your teeth say hello there and get right. That's good. How wonderful. See, the juices can flow.
What verse was that?
Now he wants the scriptures. Now we can do it all night long. Stay, you just got that out of God.
The whole story.
You just got that out of Wikipedia. The Bible. They're talking about the Bible in the Wikipedia. Go figure that one out. Now he's all of a sudden, he's interested in the scripture references.
The whole story is about two whores.
Most of the world is.
They're two sisters.
Mm-hmm.
I always found that story very unnecessarily graphic.
It's real. See, that's the thing about it, is it's real. Everybody gets some woo-woo bullshit thing going on about this is that, and kit-kat, and that is scrap, maybe that, and that about is that, that, all that shit. It don't mean nothing. Come on, get it back to something that's real. At least those of ill repute are genuine. That's more than you can say for most of those internet salesmen these days.
Can you draw attention and point out a significant, please, about the Samaritan woman at the well that was not married, but she had five husbands before when Jesus
at least. Yeah. Yeah, and her mama was a knockabout and her daddy was a traveling salesman.
Who is the woman who was reading Ezekiel 23:20?
Oh, Aaron, I'm sorry. I was reading the book of Hosea, too. There's another.
Oh, we love Gomer. Didn't you love Gomer? You know, we love Hosea. That's the first time that God made a deal with a little man. The first time. He said, Hosea, if you'll take Gomer back as your bride. Now, she's a whore. She's a knockabout. She ain't no count. But if you'll take her back, I'll take Israel back. And, it worked out real good for everybody. Everybody nutted. It was great.
It wasn't Ezekiel 23:20. It was Hosea 23:20 you read.
No, Hosea chapter 2, verse 5. But the Ezekiel 23:20, the whole chapter of 23 talks about the two sister whores.
It talks about fucking. But she's trying to say.
Yeah, it just blatantly talks about fucking. Yeah, and then Hosea, they say whore, and she acts shamefully, and you know, but, like, it's graphic.
No, it actually is good, because, see, that's the first time that God cast lots. Yeah. It's where casinos came from.
What's the chapter of Hosea that you're talking about?
2.
Hosea 2. This is the story about Gomer. She's a whore.
Yeah.
We love it.
Aaron, how did you get your phone so clear?
Can we help? Oh, no, sorry, we can't take credit. I'm sorry, we did not have anything to do with the clarity of this call. We do not have any effect with those chip bodies. We do not know the chip body. We do not like the chip body. We don't have anything to do with the chip body. And or pre-cleaning anything having to do with the Android meme, which has slipped up our anthropomorphic ante.
You made my phone weaker, didn't you?
Oh, well.
I don't think Ion uses a phone anymore.
Well, it comes and goes. It wouldn't make any difference in it. We could not. But Cindy, you'd make it into a thing. What we want to do is we don't want to make it into a thing. We want to make it into you all coming into your power. And if you're doing that, you can leave us slap out of it. We already happy.
Bob made Ion's phone quiet.
And you think he made Bob mute himself? Now that's not going to happen.